Mother, now we'll talk some to you. You were born Fern Isabel. How do you spell Isabel?
I-S-A-B-E-L-L-E.
Fern Isabel Richardson, on June 21st, 1910. Where were you born?
At my grandma's house at Brooks, Kansas. Used to be just a little depot and a little store, post office there.
That was Grandma Housley.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing there anymore, only the schoolhouse.
Okay. I remember you talking about when you were very young, you went to California.
Mom and Daddy lived in, had married in about 1907 and lived in Arizona. My sister Avalon was born out there and died when she was 5 months old.
And that's who I was named after, wasn't it? Okay.
And then when, just before I was born, Mama came back to Grandma's and I was born there. Grandma had fallen and knocked her kneecap out. And then besides all of her own little children, she had Mama and the new baby to take care of. Couldn't hardly walk. And it was so hot. But then when I was 3 weeks old, Mama and I went back to Daddy out to Arizona on the train. And from there we went to Needles, California, and I was there 10 months old when we lived there, and on to Long Beach, California, where my sister Gwendolyn was born. We came back to Kansas, I don't know just what time, but it was just before Virginia my sister was born.
Which would have been what year?
She was born in 1913, okay. Gwen in 1912, and Virginia in 1913. She was born at Grandma's too. And then we moved to a house right outside of Independence, Kansas. The house and the barn were all built together. The barn was at the back of the house, but they're all in one building. And it's right across the bridge from the old bridge there at Independence. And Daddy got a job in a meat market. And he used to walk to his job, of course. And it was there that I remember my first Christmas. I remember the dolls we got. I got a bisque doll with the hair and everything. My two little sisters got some china doll head, one a black head and one a golden head. And I kept mine in the trunk, but one day my little sisters got in the trunk and got my doll and used a chair for a ladder and fell down and broke it. But then my brother was born in January the 9th that year.
Stan.
Mm-hmm. Stanley Max.
Now and your dad was Stanley Max. Richardson the what?
First.
Your dad, okay.
After this, we moved on East Main in Independence. And in June of that year, my daddy went, he'd been working for a man selling cars who wouldn't pay him. So he decided he'd have to sell his car. And so he had a chance to sell it if he went to Joplin, Missouri. So that's where he went. And he told Mama he'd send her $100 because that would be half of what he was supposed to get for the car, $200. And she got the letter with the $100, but no letter, no word. And that's the last we ever heard from my daddy.
You said he went off on a motorcycle?
No, he went in the car.
He went in the car.
Our car.
He had a motorcycle.
Oh, when we lived in California, when I was 2 years old there in Long Beach, before my sister was born, I'd try to follow him. After when he'd go to work on the streetcar, I'd try to follow him. I'd get lost, and so the police would pick me up and take me down to the station, and Daddy'd have to come get me on the motorcycle.
With a sidecar on it?
Have
sidecar. I remember you talking about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, then after, that was 6 when you last time
16.
You saw your daddy?
16.
I mean 16. You were 6 is what
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say.
Yes.
1916, last time you saw your daddy. And then what happened after that?
I went my first year of school to Independence. We finally moved south of there several blocks, down more toward Negro Town. We had a little two-story house. When we didn't have any money to pay rent, they took our furniture for the rent. So then we went back to Grandma's, Mama, and we four kids. So then she, there's some late people that wanted my sister close to Independence. Their name was Tuckers, and they really wanted just the older one, Gwendolyn, but Mama said she wouldn't separate them because there was 10 days less than a year between them. So they took Gwen and Virginia both, changed their names to Gwendolyn to Viola and Virginia to Pauline.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I stayed with my grandmother Richardson. Grandma and Grandpa Richardson took my little brother. He was a little over a year old. Took him because Mama had to get a job as housekeeper, and I was the only one that was old enough to go to school and could stay with her. This one place I couldn't stay with her, so I went to my grandmother Richardson's sister's oldest girl, Nellie, at Deering, and I went a few months to school there. Their son, name was Claude, and he was 12 years old.
What's your last name?
Hamlin. And then Mama went after my birthday. I had my birthday while I was there, my 8th birthday. And then Mama came and got me right after that and took me with her to Nyodeshe, where she had a job taking care of this lady that had tuberculosis. I went to school called the Bumgardner School north of Nyodeshe. This lady died of Mama was out of work again, so I had to go back to my grandparents, my Housley. I went to Brooks School.
Tell them about the Brooks School, where it is and what it looks like.
It's just a quarter of a mile east of my grandparent, Grandma Housley's. The first year I went there, it was just a little one-room red brick schoolhouse. I went all that year, had a man teacher, and didn't do very good. First year I did real good at Independence, but this year I didn't do any good. So I was supposed to be in the second grade the next year, and that's when Ada Kleinfelder was a teacher. And when school was about ready to be out, well, she had a sister named Lizzie and her husband George Washington, who wanted a girl, so after school was out, I went to live with them. I was 8 years old, that was before I was 9 in June. Mama and my grandmother Housley and several of them came up to see me one time that summer. And then Mama met, she was going with this man, Leroy Willis, in the meantime, and so they got married after I went to live with George and Lizzie. And they went to Pitcher, Oklahoma, where he had a job in the coal mines. They lived in the hotels, so Mama had wrote and asked me to come live with them. But I was afraid to go on the train because it was a long ways in those days. And so she said, well, when they came back to Kansas, then I could come and live with them. Then Leroy's daddy got sick along the first part of June, and they came up to be with him. He died, and while there, my mother got sick and died in childbirth. And she was buried just a week after Leroy's daddy was.
And you found out about it.
And they're buried in Nyodeshe, both of them. And the next morning.
Who's buried in Nyodeshe?
My mother and. She's buried in the same plot with Leroy's dad and mother.
Oh, in Nyodeshe. Okay. And you found out about it on your 10th birthday, did you know?
The next morning, my grandmother Housley's neighbor, Mrs. Skidmore, lived right north of Brooks School. She brought Grandma up in the horse and buggy to tell me that my mama was dead and that I had a new baby brother.
And that was on your 10th birthday?
On my 10th birthday. I was down by the road picking mulberries.
Oh.
So they took me back to Grandma's so I could go to the funeral.
Where did George and Lizzie live at that time?
On a farm about five miles southwest of Thayer, Kansas.
Thayer, huh? So not where we knew it.
While I lived with George and Lizzie, I went to the first place they lived on one place. I went to the Newark School, which was a little one-room frame, white frame building. And then they moved up a mile and a half north and a half mile west. And then I had to walk to Maple, it was a mile and a half to school there, and then I went to Maple Grove School, the next place. It was a mile and a half, too, because I had to go half a mile west, a mile north to Maple Grove School.
When did they move out to their place that we kids all knew?
1931.
Oh, okay.
Or two. I think in February of 32.
Okay.